from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We've joined now, or are joined now, by Liam Hendricks of the Boston Red Sox. It's another pitcher from the Red. We just talked to Chris Martin and Ken Lee Jansen earlier today, so thanks for stopping by and talking with us.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks for giving me the time.
Of course. Now, we know you are also in a somewhat unique spot here. You are a cancer survivor. You're someone who has dealt with something that a lot of the people we're talking to here today have dealt with as well. So can you share, I guess, your perspective being on that side of it and the event here today with the Jimmy Fund?
Yeah, I mean, obviously this is such a great event, raising money for cancer research and cancer treatments and stuff like that. I do like my own little thing where it's meet and greets at the field every day. And a lot of that is to do trying to remove the stigma from the word cancer, chemo, and radiation. So when you hear the word cancer, it's an immediate, like, kind of, you take it back. And this day and age, with the amount of research and developments and stuff that have come through, it's not that bad anymore. It's, don't get me wrong, it's still not great to have, but with the advancements and everything, it's not an immediate death sentence. It's not an immediate thing, and like, there's a lot of people that go through this that live very normal lives. While I was going through treatment, I was Monday, Tuesday was my treatment days. Wednesday, Thursday, I'd be kind of resting and recuperating, and then Friday, I'd be back at the field working out, and it was just living that normal life while going through treatment. It was, I think that's one thing that a lot of people need to know these days, because I was very naive to it. I thought there was one type of cancer that was just located wherever it was in the body, that's what it was called, and there was only one type of treatment, and it completely destroyed your body and your immune system and everything. So I was lucky enough that I had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, so I had some lumps around here that got cut out and all this sort of stuff, and my treatment plan was a very mild type of chemotherapy and immunotherapy. And so going through that, it's like just listening to the data points and everything like that now. It's the day before I was diagnosed, there was a new treatment plan for my exact subset of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Wow.
And it's insane. Like, there's 82 different subsets of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And the fact that there was one that came out the day before, and since I've been diagnosed, there's been 3 or 4 different advancements in therapies just for my specific subset. So the amount of research, the amount of funding that's going into this is phenomenal. And I think, in the last 30 years, the survival rate has increased by 30%. And that's attributed to events like this that are able to raise money and raise that funding for research.
Now, when you were a patient, and you said you went into it with this broad idea of what cancer and the treatments were like, what was it like just educating yourself, maybe more by need than anything else? But what was that process like for you as a patient? Seems like the entry point might just be so overwhelming when you're going through that.
Yeah, my first toe in the water, per se, was I Googled celebrities with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And it was the ones that came up with, like, Michael C. Hall from the TV show Dexter. It was Jane Fonda. It was Mario Lemieux. It was, like, there's a plethora of different people that have gone through non-Hodgkin's or Hodgkin's lymphoma and come out the other side. And it's just those success stories that really kind of open your eyes a little bit. But I think the biggest thing for me and the biggest reason I was able to kind of dive right into all of the research and stuff like that is my oncologist had cancer herself. And so she is a cancer survivor, and then changed from, when she was in college, she changed from orthopedic to oncology. And so having that kind of basis in it was a really, like, supportive to me, because she told me, hey, it's stage four, you have stage four non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, but I'm not worried. This is the treatment plan we're going to do. This is a high success rate and all this sort of stuff. So that kind of made it a lot easier. And when you know those sorts of things, you can look into it a little bit more and you can start looking at the numbers and you do this. And now my wife's on the board of the Lymphoma Research Foundation and trying to make a difference in every way we can.
That's great. Liam, you played against the Red Sox for several years, obviously, before you got here. Did you know about this partnership with Dana-Farber? And when you arrived, were you eager to join up and be a part of it?
So I knew about Dana-Farber, the hospital, and I knew slightly about the Jimmy Fund. Obviously, coming here through the last couple of years with what I've gone through, it's you're a little bit more cognizant of that sort of stuff. But before that, not so much. It wasn't something that I kind of dabbled in, and now it's just I'm thrilled to be a part of it and thrilled to help out any way we can and support our captain in the charge, which is Garrett Whitlock.
Yeah, we saw him downstairs on Nesson earlier today. As we said, we talked to a few of your teammates earlier today here on Jones and Mega with Arcan. When do you think you'll be back out on the field helping those guys?
Hopefully as soon as I can. I mean, the training staff just won't sign off.
no, that's you want us to talk to them?
They've been great. I don't want to. I've got another live BP tomorrow. That'll be my third live BP. And then from there, it looks like potentially a rehab game or potentially another live BP on Sunday. And taking it from there and seeing how we go. But, yeah, my goal is still August. I mean, it's winding down a little bit, but that's still the goal. That's still the charge. And here we go and try and get back as soon as we can. And hopefully we're still in the hunt for the division.
Still plenty of time left for that.
Exactly. Exactly.
How would you describe the clubhouse this year? We were talking to some of your teammates earlier and just about kind of the division between guys who have been around and some of the younger players who are developing really quickly and playing such a strong role on this team this year.
Yeah, so I love, like, obviously, not trying to disparage my former organization. It's a little bit of a tough time on the south side of Chicago right now. but coming into this organization, I came in late. I came in, I think I signed on February 15th and was here a few days later. And ever since that, it's been a fantastic clubhouse. It's been a one where we're able to kind of rag on each other and no one gets too offended, no one gets too annoyed, and we're able to kind of battle back and forth and have that battle of wits and all this sort of stuff. So this clubhouse is one thing that I really appreciate, how supportive they are when guys are struggling, and also how kind of we're not afraid to kind of rib some guys when we feel like they're doing something wrong. And most of the time it's been really well responsive to. So that's always been great. And that's always the one thing you're an athlete. It's a high ego driven sport. And so when you've got that many egos, that much money floating around and guys that get paid, you never know how guys are going to react to certain things when they get told, like, hey, stop being a dumbass. And so when that happens, you never know how guys are going to respond. Do they get defensive? Do they take it in stride? Or do they actually take it and learn from it? And that's one thing that I've really been lucky to be a part of this year. Was
I've been trying to get these guys to learn that the whole time. You know, I've been trying to get them to learn that thing the whole time.
I never learn anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, well, yeah, I think you need to have a better wit, so it's a little bit like better comeback.
That's my issue. Like, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So now I had to ask, who is the biggest ego in the clubhouse?
Depends on where you are. Like, as far as on the field, me, hands down.
Okay.
I am an egotistical narcissist on the field, and I am completely open and comfortable with that. You'll hear me probably bleeping out everything. But inside the clubhouse, there's not too many egos. It's been really, really relaxing to be able to kind of talk to guys. You get the odd person every now and then who gets a little defensive with a certain comment or something gives them the ass a little bit, but they've been pretty good in their response, and they've been pretty... Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, yeah. Good. You're the second Red Sox player.
You keep giggling, so I'm like, am I
No, I like trying to think of who that could be. That's all. I'm just trying to play that game in my head of who it could be.
I'm not throwing any names out there or anything like that, but, you know, it's been a very, very laid-back group, and you know what? It's been a fun group to be around, and I've just been lucky enough they've been letting me travel.
Well, we've been looking forward to seeing you pitch. When you finally do come back, you got Kenley at the back end, obviously. Chris is back now in the setup role. Where do you sort of see yourself as a role in this bullpen?
Wherever the phone rings. I don't care. As I said, I'm on the mound, ego. Off the field, don't care. My job is to go out there and get people out, and when that phone rings and if it's for me, we go, and that's it.
I have a question for you before we let you go. You have you seen the memes of Ray Gunn, the breakdancer? Have you seen this? I think you've already answered my question. That's not a source of national pride?
Look, at the end of the day, she's an Olympian. We're not.
Yep.
So you got to take that in stride. At the end of the day, she went out there and she bared it all. Props to that, whether it was good, whether it was not good. I mean, it is what it is. She's now an Olympian and forever will be an Olympian, and that's something that I haven't done yet.
Nope, that's yet. Yep. That's true.
Yeah, that'll be 2028/2032 if I can bribe the Australian IOC to be able to keep baseball in.
Well, I hope she's dancing at the next Olympics and the Olympics after that.
Well, breaking's not in 28.
Oh, is it not?
That was the one shot?
Yeah, they took it away.
No, they took that away.
They already decided they were going to not do it.
One showing from Australia. They took it right out of the whole Olympics.
Yeah, I think.
Well done.
Yeah, well, they're adding cricket. They're adding baseball, softball back in. So cricket will be a fun one for me to watch.
There you go. Liam Hendricks, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much for sharing your story. Thank you for stopping by here.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.